So on Fridays, we do something called Music to Make You Cooler. It was mostly designed for Allison and I, because as we get older, we've always been hip. We've always had our finger on the pulse. But
we know who Bad Bunny is.
Right.
What happened to that guy? We don't really talk about him anymore.
Is there, Chelsea, is there Bad Bunny music? New Bad Bunny?
Are you tracking?
Not today.
We were on the marshmallow kick for a while.
Sure. That's right.
Only because we thought of real marshmallows.
That's right. It was food related. You put food in your name. Lil anything? Lil pizza? Lil sandwich? We're your biggest fans. So a couple new things today for us to listen to. Billie Eilish has a song called NDA, Non-Disclosure Agreement, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sample that. Here we go.
You couldn't save me, but you can't let me go.
I feel like I want the instrumental for our news break.
I like that. It's funny because I want to, like, you know, my gut instinct is to say, wow, you should have warned me how different that was going to sound. But then again, if she were to ever try to, you know, move out of her lane, it'd be shocking.
Right.
You know what I mean? If she actually, like, belted something out, you'd be like, whoa. Maybe.
I will say, I think that's the most upbeat song we've heard from her in a while.
Yeah. Just thanks to the bass line. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Up next is Kid Leroy. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber and Stay. And boy, you want up tempo? Pretty good. Listen to this.
Ah, that's great.
I mean, there's a guy that he stays in his lane and really tends to nail it.
Oh, every time.
That's great. And it's got do you feel a little 80s retro in there?
She's
a maniac.
Without a doubt.
I heard that.
I hear Michael Cimbello.
That's good.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I swear, Allison, I feel like you got some injection.
I'm back on the smoothies this week, I'm telling you. It's the blueberries.
They're really life-changing for you.
Hey, I popped into your show. What's changed, Allison? Smoothies? how about this one? Post Malone has something new called Motley Crue.
I get the comms, period.
You go ahead.
No, I was gonna, he's borrowing. That sounds like somebody. Who is that?
Him.
That's someone I know, but it's somebody's sound.
Oh.
You know what I mean? There's another current artist that's their thing.
I just feel like everything we've heard today is the brand. You know, like when you get McDonald's, you know, you want a cheeseburger, you want nuggets. When you get Burger King, you want a Whopper. Like everything here, they're in their lane. It's their brand. Everything sounds good.
Doing what they know.
Yeah. These could all be hits, Chels.
See, now that Post song, I'm like on the fence with. Mm-hmm. I think maybe if I heard the whole thing, I would have a different opinion. Or you know how sometimes you need to hear a song a couple times and then you start to like it? That one wasn't exactly my favorite.
Well, because we've been spoiled with Circles. We've been spoiled.
That's right.
Well, that whole album was just fantastic.
Right. Finally, Permission to Dance. Sounds like something out of Footloose.
This it really
is from,
does.
This is from BTS. Here you go.
I like it a lot.
It's totally poppy. I can hear that would be a hit, but mm-hmm. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to be on BTS.
Why?
It feels so, I mean, but I don't even think if I was 15, I don't think that'd be my kind of music. I don't know what it is though. I can't put my finger on it. But I don't know. It's not that it's too young. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. Like I'm having a hard time embracing it.
Is it too cheesy?
It's not cheesy because I hear that it's got something.
I look at it this way, though. If you are 12, 13, 14, who's your Backstreet Boys? Who's your NSYNC? Who's your LFO?
It's probably BTS. BTS.
So I feel the music through that.
Through the tweens.
Thank you. I love that you said, by the way, you brought up Footloose.
Yeah.
I watched the Julianne Hough version the other day.
Horrible, right?
Why do you?
No, I loved it.
Why? She watches Home Alone 3. She watches Julianne Hough's Footloose.
Right.
Julianne.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're like right there to do the right thing, and then you.
There you go. Music to make you cooler on 100.3 WNIC.